listen in.
Please tell me what to do. Our pretty little 13-year daughter, Liza, has started to hang around our local service station.
Yes.
And when I say hang around, I mean just that.
Yes.
She's a frankly precocious and well-built girl for her tender years, and the doctor will worry. You see, she has developed a crush all over her body. A sleazy 19-year-old boy who works the pumps. He's a bad sailor. He told her she was not to see him. Although she's known for several days, I could not come out in front of the couch and see him. On a hunch, I checked the couch. The weather changed one night, found she was not under. I sent my cousin down to the city station, and sure enough, turned the whole town up. Some blue chip stamps in our door. Last week, the boy's picture was in the paper in connection with a holdup. I feel relieved because we know now he's in jail. But Liza's taking it so hard, we don't know how to deal with her. The girl refuses to eat. It looks like the route was gone. Furthermore, she insists on sleeping in the trash she was wearing last night. She saw it because she says it smells like her. It smells like gasoline. We were smoke in the house, which is driving us crazy. But thank God we're an all-electric family. Are we wrong?
Wrong is exactly right. Your little Lisa sounds like a normal red button child. After all, don't you want your daughter to marry some of these people in the paper? Besides, as a youngster, I myself love Randall Gasoline. For quite a few years, so I used to carry a small hanky to work. As a matter of fact, this is not like any somewhat monster. Undergoing the most beautiful call to the business, becoming all she really needs a little professional understanding. Understanding professional understanding. Why not have her give me a call next time I'm down this way?
Music and sound.
And perhaps I can help her for some further adventures.
Institutions today are only as good as the people in them. And Charles Garage has found a couple of lovable old hermaphrodites who are an institution themselves.
Red Warehouse up on level 77. Made famous by their thousands of surplus commercials. Charles, you're in the back of the truck.
We get that order of 500 wolf stews in from the Chinese trader on concrete. It should be in the back there under the crate of electric neck warmers from Italy.
Well, it ain't here.
Ain't? Blast it.
No.
Hello, Ed. This is Charles Garage, terrified in the rain up on the 77th level of Mutt and Smut's Helidoc. How many times have I seen them clown around on TV, these two grizzled, busy guys of indeterminate sex and height? Well, I'm here to tell you, they work hard, too. Their old Jimmy Reefer, it's one of their fleet of thousands. Before this day is over, I fully expect to see what keeps America on the run and what makes people run when we talk about America.
Hello, yeah, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Less happening.
No, I say that more to younger. With someone older. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Excuse me. What do you say?
How are you?
As you can see, Jimmy, it isn't that they don't have anything to say. It's just that they don't have the trained skills to be able to say it. Here comes another temperature. What's happening?
Earth's
International Bulletproof Talent.
International Bulletproof Talent.
Just International Bulletproof Talent. International Bulletproof Talent.
International Bulletproof Talent.
It's international.
Thank you.
die. Lately I've been dancing in ceiling fans, into the kitchen, out the back gate. Well, I know it sounds strange, but it could be the other way round to the ground. Well, I know I must stay.
When the phone rang, 3 in the morning, dead middle of night, there was nothing on the line. I set back the silent receiver. Tiny flames lit in my head. Hey, did any of you freaks here ever remember Lenny? I can't remember his last name. He's turned to dust now. One of the chosen few, left out in the rain, out of town again. Left out in the rain, ocean bound, I guess. Between the mattress and a column of hazy faces, I remember every word you said. Quite a clear picture. Every word you said. The door was open, but the way was not lit. And there was no way out of my head. On a crimson highway by a chrome bumper, I last saw you. Inclined to thrive. Evening fireflies lit sparks around your head. But wait a minute, let's back up a bit. Some famous stars were busted down on Fashion Avenue, impersonating real men, not knowing who they really were.
Again, New York City goes. broken, she's running, feet swollen. He's coming, she's stolen, and before he even knows it, she's gone. Teacups sitting on the hollow tree stumps. He's dumped, I can't seem to swallow these lumps. The beat goes on. Same fire, new passion, old flame. Traded in for a summer fling. It's nothing like that sweet old song. Tip over, root the trees bend, the leaves blend in with the open moon. The freeze frames keep him warm. The day's frost is scraped off, the weight lost. The new sign that says keep off as he speeds off into the storm. Out of spite, the lightning strikes him twice. He's peeking out on the pike and cheating life, peeling out on the lawn. Now he's idling and time is dwindling in his mind. He's figuring out life's about the little things. And his labyrinth and all its magnificence can only keep the mice trapped. The princess is innocent, she doesn't belong. They had a ceremony where he put her in a bridle, the headstall. She stopped to think for a minute and in a split second went AWOL. He drawing the chin as an expression of resentment or scorn. He's pulling on the reins, the bridle, the shower, the storm, the maze, the high tower, powder at war. The reins, the bridle, the shower, the storm, the maze, the high tower, powder at war. The reins, the bridle, the shower, the storm, the maze, high tower, powder at war. Clouds are at war, the clouds are at war.
Once was a song called Arrest the President. Contemporary music, a hit with the kids, it was a top 10. I wasn't pop then, so I missed the bus a bit. But politics, it was on everybody's hot this summer list. And the cool kids were all rocking votes. I ish you not, I was pistol whipping cops for hip hop.
Ooh, yeah. I'm a soapbox, yelling into megaphones. Killing hard rocks, using carcasses as stepping stones. Had a promise that I'd stop holding my marches. The day that Chris Columbus got crucified in golden arches. My pedestal was too tall to climb off. In fact, that's the reason for the high horse. And from up here, I see Marines and Hummers on a conquest. Underdogs with Wonder Bras in a push-up contest. All for the sake of military recruitment. It fell at Kent State the way they targeted the students. I galloped off, whistling Ohio. The rest of them stuck doing stand-up at a cricket convention. Who would they die for? Is it the same machine that leaves the quality of life for? An abominable colony of cyborgs clocking up the property that I bought with eyesores.
That clever ad campaign ain't worth the time taken from minimum wage labor. I don't care how half-naked or fake she looks. She smells like dirty cash and aged paper books. So would she die for?
Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them. Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them.
Now it's whistleblower versus the pistol holder. Case dismissed, they'll lock you up and throw away the key witness. Justice is the whim of a judge, check his chest density. It leaves much room for error and the rest left to destiny. The West Memphis 3 lost paradise, it's death penalty versus suicidal tendencies. All I wanted was me a Pepsi institution, making you think you're crazy is a $1 billion industry.
If they could sell sanity in a bottle, they'd be charging for compressed air. They're marketing healthcare, they demonize welfare. Middle class eliminated, rich get richer till the poor get educated,
But some of y'all still haven't grown into your face, and your face doesn't quite match your head. And I'm waiting for a brain to fill the dead space that's left. You're all give me ethnicity or give me dreads.
Trust a Fundian rebel without a cause for alarm, cause when push turns to shove, you jump into your forefather's arms.
He's a banker, you're part of the system. Off go the dreadlocks, in comes the income. The briefcase,
the free base,
the sickness,
the symptom.
When the cameras start rolling, say the fuck out of the picture, pilgrim.
The briefcase, free base,
the sickness,
the symptom.
When the cameras start rolling.
Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them. Mr. Save the World, spare us the details. Save the females from losing interest. And Miss Save the Universe, you're a damsel in distress. Tied down to a track of isolated incidents. Generalize my disease, I need a taste of what it's like. Living off the fat of kings, I play the scab at your hunger strike.
Hunger strike, hunger strike, hunger strike, hunger strike, hunger strike.
Slow down, Gandhi, you're killing them.
One love, one life, one too many victims. Republicrat, Democrat, one party system. Media goes in a frenzy, they're stripped of their credentials. Presidential candidates can't debate over this instrumental. Let them freestyle, winner takes all. When the music's dead, I'll have Ted Nugent's head hanging on my wall. Kill one of ours, we'll kill one of yours.
With some friendly fire,
that's a funny term,
like civil war.
6 in the morning, police at my crib. Now my nights consist of 2 toothpicks and eyelids, a crucifix and vitamins, music that is
pirated. New flavored food made of mutated hybrids. They tell me that it's not that bad. It fucks you up good, but it's not that bad. They hold on to these tails till it's the dog that wags. God save us all if he lets the cat out the bag. Who's the one to blame for the strain of my vocal cords? Who can pen a hateful threat but can't hold a sword? It's the same who complain about the global war but can't overthrow the local joker that they voted for. They call the shots, but they're not in the line of fire. I call the cops, but they break in the line of duty. Let's call a stop to the abuse of authority. The truth keeps calling me, and I'ma live to tell the story. So look for truth, quit seeking forgiveness. You need to cut the noose, but you don't believe in scissors. You support the troops, but wearing yellow ribbons. Just bring home a motherfucking brothers and sisters. Cause they don't call the shots,
but they're in the line of fire.
I'd like to call the cops,
but they break in the line of duty.
It's time to call a stop
to the abuse of authority.
The truth keeps calling me,
and I'ma live to tell the story.
This is Peter Protector, and I'm down in Ducktown, in the rain, right in front of the former Edward Bozo building, now the Transbonzo multi-megastructure, the corner of 186,000 and sewer, in the entrance of the city at the end of Bunker Mall. So,
we'll be right back.
it's your town now. What are you gonna do with it? Everybody's talking about it, and a lot of strong opinions about just that.
Thank you, Ed. This is Peter Protector, and I'm down in Ducktown, in the rain, right in front of the former Edward Bozo building, now the Trans-Bonzo Multi-Megastructure, the corner of 186,000 and Stewart, in the intro to the end of Ducktown. So, sure.
Bars open.
Play this with our hands.
We used to hit the balls with our hands.
That's right. Sometimes hit one a little hard and knock you out for the whole day.
Certainly is an opportunity to be discussing economics,
which all over the country almost borders on religious fervor.
I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you. forgiven everyone. If I could hold one thing in an intervening sea,
I'm feeling was driving around aimlessly. A waking dream occurred to me that everyone I knew had died that day, that my friends, co-workers, and loved ones had all just suddenly passed away. Well, there were drunken car crashes and airline disasters and suicides that were unexplained. And as I drove past familiar scenes, streets and buildings that were 100 times seen, there's a wave of contentment washed over me. I wondered what this could possibly mean. As the sun spilled its warmth over the houses and the trees, I felt that I was finally free. But you know what they say, the world wasn't built in a day. You know what they say, the world wasn't built in a day. No way. Up a woman in the parking lot of the local Safeway. Well, I had seen her face 100 times, but I never knew her name. And as I drove her home, she laughed and she sighed, and the strain of the moment passed away. I explained how my father had died, how I had seen his body and never cried. She let her hand fall on my leg, and there she let it stray. When I dropped her off, she asked me up. I politely said I couldn't stay. And as she walked to the door, those bags of groceries gently swayed, I turned the wheel and muttered to myself, no way, man, no way. But you know what they say, the world wasn't built in a day. The mountains, and on the harbor that beneath them lay. In long shadows the traffic lights gleamed, red and green. They traced the way. Through a corridor of sidewalks, where people wandered at the end of their day, I drove to my space on that waterfront, picked up my guitar and started to play. Alone I sang for the people that I knew, for my friends and family, and for them I prayed that no storm would come and sweep them up, that no winds would bear them away. Yes. wasn't built in a day. No way. Streets were empty as I drove home. The air was cool and the sky was dark. Street lamps cast their mockery of light over ghostly shapes in an empty night. Should I believe in the things I see? Am I in you? Are you in me? What should I believe? Tell me. What should I believe? At home on the porch, the wind in the trees murmur the background for my waking dream, where I drive through a city with labyrinth streets, where no one walks, where no voices speak, where empty towers above me rise toward an empty starless sky, like a cold wind washing over me. The meaning of this dream. I felt that I was finally free. I felt that I was finally free. But you know what they say. The world wasn't built in a day. You know what they say. The world wasn't built in a day. You lie before me sleeping, your eyes flutter in a dream. Am I in you? Are you in me? What should I believe? Tell me. What should I believe? But you know what they say. You know what they say.
Not to be eaten. A dog.
Eat it.
A hog. A squirrel. Who would want to eat a little bit of ice cream? You'd probably just charm them just to get them stiff, wouldn't you? Or a little squirrels eat squirrels might not have stiff. We'll be right back.
That last tune was by Sky Cries Mary, and it was called Gray Eyes from the Moon Bathing on Sleeping Leaves album. Before that, No Means No. The World Wasn't Built in a Day from The Last Dance of the Headless Bourgeoisie. Before that, The Melvins, two songs. The epic, huge-ass song called Anti-Vermin Seed from Hostile Ambient Takeover. Quite popular, if phone calls are any indication. And also the Melvins did the Smiling Cobra with Nude from Nude with Boots, which came out last year. New music from If I Had a Hi-Fi, Creative Lessons in Accounting from Fame by Proxy. That one guy did The Moon is Disgusting. He's one guy and his magic pipe and his magic boot, and he's got all that one man band thing down with an instrument of his own invention that's 8 feet tall. Sage Francis with Bridal and Slow Down Gandhi from A Healthy Distrust. Sonic Youth did NYC Ghosts and Flowers, title cut of that album, circa 2001. Heard Illegal ID, before that the Butthole Surfers, channeling REM, doing The Wooden Song from Independent Worm Saloon, and then some more authentic type Butthole Surfers with covering the Guess Who's American Woman from Rembrandt Pussy Horse. Before that, Bauhaus from their album from last year, Go Away White. We heard International Bulletproof Talents. Gong in there with Faux Hat Digs Holes in Space from Camembert Electrique. Their first album, I think, from 69, really early. And we started with a real long Circumstantial Happenstance. So that's what we do on 40 Acres and Colonial. Roll with Fat Guy. More stuff.